And now our final speaker, Chris Emery, is going to give us the final presentation.
Actually, you know what? Folks, I'm only going to take about 3 or 4 minutes. I know you're all ready for lunch. Okay, and I am in awe and very humbled to be in the company of Mr. Tarpley and Mr. Crane and his associate from the UK and everybody here. Thank you for having me. I'm only going to be up here for a few minutes. I know you're hungry, so my presentation will be from 3:40 till 5, I believe in Salon 3, so you're welcome to go ahead and get more details. My name is Christopher Emery. I'm a executive producer with OTR Films based out of Oklahoma City. And my interest in the 9/11 movement started the day of 9/11. As a filmmaker, almost 25 years in the business this year, I saw that there was something horribly wrong that morning. Having studied the Oklahoma City case for about 2 years prior to the events of 9/11, and at that, it was actually, that happened in September, and June of that year, I established what has turned out to be a very strong friendship with a former state representative from the state of Oklahoma by the name of Charles Key. He headed up the independent investigation, simply called the Oklahoma City Bombing Investigation Committee, to look into all of the inaccuracies and the blatant lies and cover-ups of what happened in the Oklahoma City case. Charles, ironically, was not able to make it this weekend. He was invited as a speaker, and he asked me to fill in his shoes, which is definitely quite a task to do, because he is campaigning for his former seat that he held in the State House in Oklahoma City. So on one hand, we're happy that he's making that effort. On the other hand, we are remiss at his absence. So let me just recap what I'm going to be covering this afternoon. Like I said, you're welcome to go ahead and attend. If you have the time, I would love to have you there. Oklahoma City was a classic case of state-sponsored terrorism. I came to that conclusion after about spending over $6,000 of my own money, spending 8 months researching the case, before I decided even to remotely start a screenplay or film on the case. Make no mistake about it, people. The United States government had prior knowledge of that case. They let it happen, and there were some agents involved that actually facilitated in the occurrence of that case. I have no problem saying that on camera because I have irrefutable proof, which is based on the Justice Department's own documents that came out in court and through the suing of, Freedom of Information Act, most recently by an attorney out of Salt Lake City by the name of Jesse Trenadue, and I have the document right in my hand. It is available online. Any of you that are going to be attending the presentation, I will give you the web addresses. Secondly, I've had the honor and the privilege of interviewing over 300 victims, family members, and survivors from that crime, members of law enforcement, retired military, FBI, local, state, county, and federal law enforcement that have come forward to say, yes, we want the truth on this case to come out. It has been an absolutely heart-wrenching and humbling experience to be able to look at all of the evidence in the last 6 years and say that this was an actual dry run, a warm-up for 9/11. And please, once again, just continue your fight you're doing with 9/11. I'm trying to do the best I can. Most recently, my colleagues and I started a low-power FM station in Oklahoma City. And the very first person, and I shared this with Webster yesterday, to come on the air when we powered up was Webster Tarpley on a rebroadcast from RBN. We were just thrilled. We literally jumped off the ground and hooted and hollered in our control room. So thank you very much for your work. Without further ado, I know we're about 25 minutes late here for lunch, so if there's any questions I can field, then I'll just go and wrap up here.
You don't have any, do you have a nominal disagreement with Webster about LIHOP, MIHOP over in Oklahoma?
Oklahoma, actually, I don't think we've even gotten that discussion, but we do agree that it was an actual warm-up on that. Honestly, folks, I don't get into the politics of it all so much. I look at it as a filmmaker, you have to stick with the facts, because at the end of the day, when your final credits roll, your movie has to be based on something that cannot be refuted. Otherwise, why even do the product? So I'm in agreement with him on a lot of issues. Go ahead.
Rita Cosby covered the journalist that was a local reporter who started to expose all that. Was she doing a service to the movement? You know, you noticed that Fox dropped her right after she did that. Then she went, so was she victimized for what she did, or is she part of...
Jana actually has done an excellent job, and if it wasn't for her efforts, she contributed to the overall effort. Her story is not inclusive, and she realizes that, and we have a lot of respect for what she did. If I may share just a quick story on that, and then I'll wrap up. Channel 4 was an NBC affiliate in Oklahoma City. looking through the state archives, and it's incredible to see how this thing literally unfolded that Wednesday morning, to see a preempt on the Maury Povich show, and to have a weatherman and a second-string reporter literally break the story on the air. I mean, it was unbelievable, and nobody literally knew what was going on for a half an hour. It took the remote links and the trucks to get downtown from the TV stations, which are located about 10 miles north, literally 20 minutes to set up. And when they started rolling footage, watch out. This is stuff that CNN wouldn't even touch. The uplinks were set up. CNN, your flagship stations in New York and Chicago and Atlanta, they said, no, we're not even touching this.
Do you have that footage?
I have access to it, and that's going to be part of the movie. The Justice Department came in within 4 hours and shut everything down. They lied to us. There's no other way to say it. They lied to us. And
they said that was a lie.
I can't even get into that right now. I'll do that in the presentation. But people, it's a disgrace to not only the folks that survived and the law enforcement, like I said, on all four levels that wanted the truth to come out on this. It's a disgrace to the people that died. We refuse, absolutely refuse, to remember the deaths of these people in a lie. And the same carries over for 9/11. And that's why I commend everybody that came here from all over the world for what you're doing. And I want to thank you for your efforts.